with Nikki and DeMello in the morning. That's all I need in my life. More music and more fun. Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
97.3 Coast FM.
Well, Squid Game has certainly proved itself quite the phenomenon,
yes,
hasn't it?
Yes, what's Netflix, going on now?
The Korean dystopian thriller. It's inspired teens to try some of the challenges presented on the show, leading to some of them getting some major burns when they attempted to make honeycomb.
I have seen pictures of
pictures
these.
Pictures were awful.
They're awful, so bad.
But now I notice there's also Squid Game cryptocurrency that some are warning is unlikely to be A, connected to the show, and B, based in any kind of reality. It had a value surge when it went on the market of some 90,000%. It went from an opening value of, well, $0.01235.
Yeah.
And within its first 24 hours, was trading at around $11.
Wish I jumped into that
on
one
Friday.
Quickly.
Well, yeah, but could you have cashed out is the next question.
That's the question.
That's the thing. The tokens let you play online games and earn more tokens that can potentially be exchanged, but the question is whether anyone can actually get the cash out again the other end.
Yeah, nah.
Who would have thought? A show about a contest where players in deep financial debt play deadly children's games for the chance to win huge money. You wouldn't think you'd have to say, don't try this at home, would you? But I guess in a world where peanut M&Ms come with a may contain nuts warning, you can't set the bar too high, can you?
No.
Hey, big weekend. Sad to hear the passing of a broadcasting legend over the course of it. Bert Newton, 83.
Oh, so sad. He was so loved by a huge portion of the Australian population.
50-odd years he'd been on TV. He's like everybody sort of grew up watching bits of Bert here and there.
Yeah, if you didn't see him on TV, I remember watching him in musicals live on stage.
I remember seeing him in a few of those too.
He was on radio. So yes. He was just, he had his little hand in every section of the entertainment pie.
He was everywhere. Old Moonface. And he'd done it tough in the last year or so health-wise. But it's weird. I'd found myself, I found myself going down YouTube rabbit holes. Watching. And I've been watching lots of Bert stuff in the leading up to the weekend. So I was like, I don't know what's going on there.
Well, there you go. I've been catching a few tributes and they've been beautiful.
There's certainly been plenty since. Yeah. Absolutely. Anyway, he was TV royalty and he will be missed. Now, I've got to say congratulations to the team at EcoSpa in Dolphin Key. They were the big winners at the Alcoa Peel Business Excellence Awards that happened on Saturday night.
I hear it was a whole lot of fun.
It was a night. It was. I was there with Daniel from next door, our sister station, though he's not my real sister.
Just clarifying.
Just in case you're wondering. We presented the big award and that's the end of the night. So we had to keep ourselves reasonably behaved.
So well done to EcoSpa. They've won a few times, haven't they?
They've done all right. And congrats, to all the nominees and award winners, including our own Ash from Tackle World Miami. Well, he does have fishing reports and stuff too. So some good stories told and yes, it was a very good night. A big thanks to the Peel Chamber of Commerce for your hospitality. So much hospitality.
Too much hospitality.
Too much hospitality. And welcome, Pinch and a Punch. Welcome to November.
Woo!
The last month of spring, for those paying attention.
Oh, have we had spring yet?
No. Still raining.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
All right, first off, may I remind you that, it's Movember.
Yes.
So this is the time to start letting it all hang out. You know what I'm saying?
The mo, that is.
Yes. Or your eyebrows or whatever it is you want to grow for the purpose.
Yeah, true that.
Yes. And it's all for a good cause. They're focusing on mental health and suicide prevention, prostate cancer and testicular cancer. And if you want to get involved, au.movember.com. It is, by the way, also Movember, or November, if you want to give it its traditional name, which is, one more month left when it comes to spring.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like we've had a proper spring yet.
No, which is probably why the Noongar seasons are, a better guide of things. Yeah, We're actually halfway through Kambarang, which is the wildflower season. And they also warn us, it's worth remembering, is the time when the snakes start getting mobile. So,
there you go. Look out.
November 1, World Vegan Day, if you want to try something different perhaps tonight. Keep that in mind. It's also Prime Meridian Day.
What is that?
Remembering the day back in 1884 that the Prime Meridian, or 0 degrees longitude, was defined as the spot where the Royal Observatory in Greenwich was situated.
There you have it.
Dividing the world into eastern and western hemispheres, and Australia is in the eastern hemisphere, if you're wondering, as well as the southern, obviously. For those playing at home, I didn't know. I had to look it up for that.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And plugging us into the wider world of entertainment today, it's Megan.
Good morning. Of course, the big and sad news over the weekend was the passing of old Moonface, our Australian entertainment icon, Bert Newton. He'd been in and out of hospital in Melbourne since March after a toe infection became serious, and he was faced with an ultimatum: lose the leg or lose his life. His leg was amputated below the knee shortly after. Now, the four-time Gold Logie winner is survived by his wife Patty, his two children Lauren and Matthew, and his grandkids. Now, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed a state funeral will be held for the TV icon, and further details will be released over the next couple of days so we can all take part in that. Bert Newton was 83.
Big loss.
Will Ferrell has turned down a $29 million offer to star in an Elf sequel.
Okay.
Elf, of course, was the 2003 Christmas film where he starred as Buddy Hobbs, a human who was raised by Santa's elves. Apparently, the script idea that was presented to him for the follow-up movie was too similar to the original, and he wouldn't have felt comfortable promoting it. So, basically, it wasn't going to be any good. So, it's back to the drawing board for the movie.
$29 million. Nice to have options, I suppose.
Yeah, well, he mustn't be too short on cash, because they're going to hopefully win him back with a different concept. So we'll see if we get one in the future.
All right.
Paul McCartney inducted the Foo Fighters into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Saturday night. Dave Grohl, who was previously inducted into the hall with Nirvana, said he didn't have a lot of formal music training growing up, but he pointed to McCartney and told the crowd, "Everything I learned about music, I learned from this man." Not the internet or YouTube like these days.
No, that's right.
McCartney and the Foo Fighters then got together on stage to perform this Beatles song.
Nice. That would have been good to see.
Sounds like they're having a lot of fun. Well, you can actually see it. The 2021 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony will actually air through HBO November 20th.
Okay.
Now, the weird and wonderful world of Tiger King continues.
Indeed.
Joe Exotic wants Cardi B to help him get out of prison.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. He tweeted to Cardi, "When you see the truth in Tiger King 2, I need you to rally everyone together to be my voice of #freedom, #FreeJoeExotic.
Okay.
Now, a shocked Cardi responded, "Wait, is this the real Tiger King? Do they have Twitter in prison? Genuinely asking." Now, Joe's attorney saw the tweets and wrote back to Cardi, "I represent Joe. He heard about your message from prison. I'd love to put you two together on a call next week. Will Cardi B save Tiger King? We will have to wait and see."
Nikki and Zamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.